Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Hope this finds AOPT Nation doing really, really well today. Appreciate you for giving me your time for this episode today. This is another bonus strategy sessions episode. I have to slow down when I say that. For some reason, I have the hardest time saying bonus strategy sessions episode, where I'm going to be taking you inside a Facebook ad strategy call with one of my students. And today's call is with Jerry DeMartini, and she is with a local commercial and residential security company called Jadtech Security Services. They're in Southern California, but they serve clients all over the US. And I thought this was an interesting call to share with all of you, because this is sort of a different type of company that you might see advertising on Facebook. Can be extremely effective because you can get so targeted with a business like this, but not something we've really talked about a whole lot here on the podcast. Of course, we talk about local businesses a lot. This is just another type of local business that's serving a national clientele. So this strategy here is going to focus on how she can use Facebook ads to get more leads for her sales team so that they can continue growing their business. I think she said their close rate is about 40% on all leads coming in. So obviously, the more qualified leads that they can get coming in, the sales team can close them into new business. We also talk about how they can be leveraging their existing client list to increase their business. We talk about offers they can be testing out, and we also dive into some ad copy, throwing around some different ideas for what she can be doing with their ads. So we're going to dive right into it today. Let's go hang out with Jerry DeMartini.
Okay. So this has been a little slow going for me. I don't use Facebook. And so I'm coming up to speed with just getting through the tools and all that kind of stuff as well.
Sure.
But slowly but surely, I'm starting to feel like I'm understanding it. But what we have is we are a security company. We do both residential and commercial monitoring.
Got it.
So we're local here. And really, the big difference between us and like a big company like ADT is that we monitor here in our building 24/7. We don't broker it out. And we don't have contracts. So customers, they pay either quarterly or they can pay annually. But if they decide midway through they are canceling for any reason, we will refund them whatever it is that has been accrued but not used.
Interesting.
And because we do that, the customer up front, so this is the hard sell for us. Up front, they have to buy the equipment. where the big guys, they say, oh, we're going to let you get in for really low cost, or we'll give you it. Mm-hmm. But they amortize then the hardware purchase over the 2-year contract.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So how much is that initial purchase?
Well, it depends on what the customer wants, but it's going to be anywhere from $600 to a couple thousand, I would say, in general.
Okay.
So, but we also do, like, if somebody has a system that we can take over, which there's a lot of them that we can do, then we charge a $65 conversion fee, and then they get to take advantage of our pricing, which is always going to be lower than those big guys, because we only charge just for the monitoring. We don't need to mark it up for anything else.
Sure.
So our residential starts at $13.95 a month. And commercial is $15.95 a month.
Like as in $16 or $1,600?
Yes. No, as in $16.
Got it.
So
okay.
It's not a huge amount of money for a customer. So really it's cash flow versus that upfront investment. And you're a numbers guy. So, you know, over time, if you look at it, ours is way cheaper. But
sure,
we do have customers that are very price sensitive. So
yeah. So the apartment that we rent here has ADT, but it's not like the owner had it installed, but it's not active. We don't use it. So if I were to do like, so what would it cost me if I were to go to, with you guys, what would that upfront cost be? Because yes, it's only $14 a month after that. But as you mentioned, there's that upfront cost. What would that look like?
Yeah. So for ADT, if you've already passed the 2-year thing, so you won't have to pay them any money to leave early.
Yep.
It would be, and if we can, the system is such that we can take over the code and get it so that it's running to our shop.
Yep.
It's $65.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So it's inexpensive. Gotcha. Yeah. So who are your existing customers? Like what sort of a breakdown from, like, I'm just curious, residential versus commercial. And then how did you get those, customers that you do have?
Okay. So, I can't remember if it's like a 50-50, in terms of residential commercial. And I don't know what the makeup is, which is what I'm interested in, is going through that once I get in and get some more information of them to kind of do that avatar that you said, you know, to know, because I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's number one, is you are going to want to know that. Like, how many customers are we talking about that you guys serve?
We have about 7,000 customers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah. Yeah. So we service Orange County. We do go down to, we have some accounts in San Diego. Mm-hmm. We go up in LA. But you know, the majority are, Orange County and Inland Empire is the bulk of what
got
we
it.
Do.
And do you know how you got most of those 7,000 customers? I'm just curious, like, what's worked in the past?
Well, it used to be my dad ran the company. He's been gone for a couple of years now, but he was a great marketer, but he did traditional marketing. So they used to do a lot of direct mail things. They tried a whole bunch of things.
Yep.
We actually do track. So my salespeople, they get a bonus if they close a certain percentage and above. And so we do track where those leads come from.
Okay.
And obviously the best leads that we get are the referrals. But it's kind of across the board. We stopped doing a lot of the direct mail because we weren't getting any hits from it. So right now we haven't, it's mostly just word of mouth. They're coming from the website. They come from our trucks that have our names on it.
Mm-hmm.
We do 2 pieces of advertising in some local newspapers.
Okay.
But those, we do generate some leads from that, but those are more sort of our brand, you know, always seeing JADTech in these local things.
Got it. So what for, I want to kind of go back to what you're saying, because what I'm hearing, Jerry, is that all the stuff that you're doing, because I got the sense that you kind of discounted what's been done in the past because it's traditional and that you can't do it that way anymore.
what I'm hearing though is these were effective strategies. Some of them you're using right now, you know, effectively. So my brain goes to, okay, how could we take those strategies that you're doing and do them on Facebook, where the targeting is extremely, you can get very targeted, as you know, for very inexpensive, right? So you mentioned direct, you mentioned direct mail before. Direct mail is expensive to do. I'm curious, now that I know that, and I know that you said that you've tried direct mail since, you know, since your dad used to do it, you've tried it since and it hasn't really worked. I think that for me, the more important question there is, what is the offer that you are, that you're making with that? And the reason I ask that is because you can do the direct mail version on Facebook. I just did air quotes. I don't know if you know, saw that. If you target your where your customers are from, so in Orange County, in the Inland Empire area, maybe up into a few zip codes in LA, same thing for down here in San Diego. That's a big area, right? So you said that the branding part worked well for it, you know, advertising in some local newspapers or whatever, or people seeing, you know, the trucks out and about and so forth. You can do that same strategy on Facebook, where it's much, you know, obviously it's free advertising for the trucks, right? To be out there, people see the trucks or whatever, and word of mouth. But how can you leverage the targeting opportunity that you have on Facebook to do the same types of things that you're already doing? So that's just sort of how I'm thinking about this. What were the offers that you were making from a direct mail perspective?
I don't remember exactly what we did. Guy, we haven't done it in so long. And I think sometimes there wasn't an offer there. It was just more, they were highlighting what it was that we were really good at, which is price, no contract. We're local guys, especially nowadays. I don't know if people do it as much where, you know, they send it overseas and things like that, where people find it difficult to converse with somebody. Yep. And that we install non-proprietary, just good hardware. It's just industry standard stuff. So it gives the customer the flexibility should they want to make a change. And so I think that's more what they were doing. This whole thing about the offer is I've been struggling with that, but I think, I watched the gal that you talked to who, does the health club in the small areas. That's part of the, you know, the whole thing. I listened to that yesterday, mm-hmm. and it kind of a light went on, to even do where if I really, what I need is I need leads. And if I can get some good qualified leads, my sales guys close about 40 on average, about 40% of them. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking huge numbers here, Rick. So I don't need a ton. If I could get 50 good leads a month, oh man, that would be great. That mm-hmm. would be a great start for me to grow the business.
Okay.
So looking at that, If I did something like she said, they gave away like a free package. And so you did sort of like a contest thing where give us your name and information. And then one person would win that. Like I could do that where if the total thing that we did was, let's say $700 or $800 it cost me. Well, if that's how much I put in an advertisement, but mm-hmm. now I've generated a lot of really good leads.
Yep.
The numbers are going to come out. I'm going to be way far ahead.
So what's stopping you? That's my question.
Well, no, that, it's not. That was the light that went on yesterday.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And you're like, Rick, it's only been 24 hours.
Yes.
I gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. So, that's how I want you thinking about this because I would be thinking about this. A couple of things that you said there. I'm like, you know, you mentioned about the equipment, you know, like, if I'm buying home security, I don't care about the equipment personally. Like, just tell me, like, how secure is, you know, is my place, is my family, what's it going to cost me, right? And what are the benefits of no contract, that sort of thing. I don't necessarily care about like where the equipment comes from or whatever, you know. I love the strategy that you just said. I would be doing that as soon as possible. I would be touting that you are like, obviously you're touting the benefits of working with you guys versus like the bigger companies like an ADT, right? And then you can get very targeted. I keep saying that. And I would be having a separate campaign for your commercial customers, right? Because you can target employers, you can target job titles at specific companies that are the ones who are normally buying your services. And I don't necessarily know, you know, I would think for like a big company that's like the procurement department, but I don't necessarily know. This is where you need to know who your customer is. So yeah. So I would be doing two different, I'd have like a commercial campaign and then a residential campaign, because the commercial campaign is more of the B2B where you can be targeting by job title, targeting by companies, that sort of thing. And then again, It's touting the benefits and the differences there. I love the offer the idea that you just came up with. And I'll be quiet here in just a second and let you talk. The other thing that you said, you had 7,000 customers. I'm assuming you have 7,000 email addresses of your customers.
I don't have 7,000, but we have a lot. So yeah, that was going to be my strategy, is to start there.
Yep. So I love it, because that's the low hanging fruit. So I would upload that email list. And you said that word of mouth is one of your big, you know, marketing drivers. Why not have some sort of special for your existing customers? If they refer somebody to you, they get some sort of, you know, whatever it is, whatever kind of offer that you can make to them.
We do that. We do that. Awesome. They get a free month or 2 months of the monitoring for free.
Cool. So you could do a Facebook ad for that and target them on Facebook to let them know as well.
Okay. So that would be referrals. Okay. So my question for you is, that's where I was going to start, was the warm leads. I was going to do the lookalikes, because for me, for cross-selling, once a customer has a system, there's not a huge opportunity for cross-selling, other than we're now migrating a lot of customers. They're going off landlines to cellular communication, mm-hmm. to sort of the total home, where we partner with alarm.com. So like, you can turn your alarm on and off on your phone. Mm-hmm. You can do it so that you can open your garage door. You can do all those things. And it's so your average monthly price goes up, which is good for us. So I have that, but that's not where I want to focus. I'm wondering if, when I start out, should I do basically two campaigns, one for new installs and then one for the conversion? Should that be two starting out initially? Because I don't know which, I would think a conversion would be easier to get, because a customer already has a security system and sees the value in it.
What do you mean by conversion?
The conversion is what you just talked about. I have ADT and Jerry. Oh, I want to go with JadTech.
Gotcha.
What is it going to cost me?
Gotcha.
That's a different customer than somebody who says, I'm shopping around for a new system.
Yes. So you could target people like homeowners who have an interest in like ADT, for example, or whatever the other security companies out there. Absolutely. For sure.
So if I do that, this is where I'm a little confused. So if I did that under, I figure out my target, and you know, I've got that all set. Can I do each of those campaigns using the same database? Because I don't know which one they are, but would I run those so that they could get basically both ads, because one might attract them and the other one not?
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm just trying to process that. So out of your 7,000, so that we're not talking about your existing customers. These are new people. Is that correct?
Yes. Those are my lookalikes.
Okay. So you keep going to lookalikes. I want to make sure that we're talking in the same language here. Okay. So you're right. You're going to have multiple campaigns here. So you're going to have a campaign, for example, that is targeting homeowners between a certain age who have an interest in like ADT or what, and other security companies. And that messaging and offer is going to center on this conversion, as you call it. Now,
okay,
you could also test a lookalike of your existing email database of your customers, I would probably layer in your other, like the homeowner and that sort of thing as well. I'm just thinking like lookalike in that instance for your specific niche here, that could get a little bit too broad. I don't know. That's something that's worth testing though. You know, where what I mean by that is you could test an ad set that's just a lookalike of your customers. And in that case, then yes, I would have, because you don't know from that lookalike audience, for example, you don't know whether, you know, they have an existing security system, right? So yes, you could have two different offers to them, absolutely, to see which one converts the better, for sure, for sure.
But yes,
I would start with the low-hanging fruit here with your existing customer base. Because you also mentioned something about like offering other types of services to like adding on services. Have you considered, you know, your existing customer base again? They're already paying customers. What about targeting them with your Facebook ads with an offer for these existing services or for the new services?
Absolutely. Yes. But right now my initial goal is to grow my database.
Got
it. So my customer base. Mm-hmm. But yes, I think that, and then I feel like if I try these, if I get a little more seasoned, then I can go and try to upsell my existing customers. So that's my thought on that. But for sure.
Okay. Cool. So, and my last thought on what you were saying before, and I'm glad that you're thinking this way as well, is that you don't need, you know, like if you get 50 leads a month, you're super happy with that because you're going to close, you know, your salespeople are going to close 40% of those leads. Great. The quicker that you can know what the value of a lead is to you and to the business, you can sort of work backwards from there and say,
okay,
you know what? I need 50 leads and I'm okay with a lead costing me, let's just say as a number, $100, right? So you could say, okay, well, then that means that I'm okay with spending $500 a month, right? Because what you can do, and this is going to get easier with the data, will get easier as you're going along and you get some more data going there, but you can work backwards from that number and say, okay, I need this many leads. Roughly, the leads are going to cost me, you know, this much, or the lead value is this much to me, and just basically work backwards from there. Okay. And that will help you figure out how much to be spending on your ads. But you mentioned like, look, if I spend $800 on ads and I know that's going to be worth whatever, you know, let's just say $5,000 to me. Okay. I'll do that all day long. And so I would be thinking about it from that perspective as well.
Okay. A couple more quick questions because I know our 20 minutes are up here. When I read about the offline event, I do my manual tracking already. Again, we have the thing that says when a lead comes in, and the idea is that when I funnel them through this system with I'm making the offer and then it getting captured, that I would already catch that with my other report. So do I really need to do the offline event? Because we have to have a salesperson will have to call and talk to the customer, give them a quote. It's not on the computer. They're not going to go like do an online purchase for this. So I won't have that data online, but I can get it to the point where I know how many leads I have, which that's then what I would track. And then to say, how many do I close? Would it still be fine to track that piece on the report I already do?
Gotcha.
Or should I look at uploading to Facebook?
Well, I would consider uploading to do the offline events just to check the numbers versus what you have. I would be really curious about that.
Okay.
It can't hurt you to do, like, it can't hurt you to do both. It's not going to take, you know, a whole bunch of extra time to do that. So I would do both just to check the, sort of check the numbers against each other.
Okay. And then my last one is how long do you run an ad before it makes it cycle? Before do you do then say, okay, I'm struggling with you have this offer, it's working, but does it at some point then lose its steam and you have to then like update something or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And you need to let the stats kind of dictate what you do. And so, you know, first of all, you want to let your ad run. When you first start an ad, you want to let it run 3 to 4 days before you do anything with it. Meaning like you got to give Facebook's algorithm time to do its thing. You got to give the ad time to get into the algorithm and get you some stats. Most people, the big mistake that people make is that they wait like a day and then they're like, oh, this is going to be, you know, this isn't working. So they shut it off. When in reality, like, it just didn't give it time to get into the algorithm. So that's the first thing. The second thing is like, let's just say you're going along and you're getting some great results after a month or so. And you're like, man, I really want this to continue. It's just a matter of watching the stats. So when your ad starts running after a while, there's a couple of key stats that you want to be looking at. Number one, you want to be looking at the frequency. So the frequency is going to be, it's going to tell you like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, 5, whatever. I mean, they can really go up from there. But I like to say if you're above like 4 and above, that's getting a little bit too much. Meaning, and what frequency is the average number of times that one person is seeing your ad. One person is seeing your ad.
Right.
So if you have a frequency of 4, they're seeing it on average 4 times. That's too much. Okay. That's where you start getting into, you know, what they call banner blindness, where they're just tuning out the ad at that point. Also, that's where you start to risk getting into the negative feedback and people hiding your ad, which is what you really don't want. Okay. So that's one stat I would definitely be looking at. From there, you want to be looking at what the relevance score is, you know, that score of 1 to 10, and then looking at the pattern, what's happened over the past, you know, whatever time frame that you're looking at. I know, is the cost going up or is the click-through rate going down? Just letting the stats dictate what you do with the ad. Okay.
Okay.
And if you do see that, if you see the frequency going up and you see, you know, stats starting to fall off, now you know, okay, cool. Now I got to change things up. But it doesn't necessarily, some people, you know, at that point, they blow the entire ad up, right? It could have a great offer. All you might need to do is just simply change the image or change the video or whatever. It's, you know, because the image or the video is the first thing that people see that catches their attention in a newsfeed, you might be able to just be able to change one of those things up and leave the rest of the copy or the offer the same.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, I'm going to keep plugging away.
All right. Hope you enjoyed this strategy session with Jerry today. If you want to learn more about their security business, you can visit jadtech.com, JADTECK.com. Really appreciate Jerry for allowing me to share our call with you here on the podcast. Also, I'd love to hear your ideas and feedback about the podcast here. And if you'd like to win a 30-minute strategy call with me, head over to Facebook Messenger and you can give me your feedback on this podcast. Specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to see more of. Topics, guests, actually hear more of, right? Topics, guests, style of the show, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me, I would love to hear them from you. So to share those ideas and feedback, you can message me over on Facebook and I set up a simple link for you, rickmulready.com/messenger. Okay, rickmulready.com/messenger. That'll pop your Facebook messenger and you can message me right there with your ideas and feedback. I'm going to pick one person at random at the end of the month to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. This is something new that I'm trying out here. The response from all of you has been amazing. I really, really appreciate it. So that's why I'm continuing to do this for the foreseeable future. At the end of each month, I'm going to pick a winner. We'll do a 30-minute strategy call. I'll share it with all of you here on the show. We can talk about your Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing, whatever it is that you like to talk about. We can do it during that strategy call. So again, rickmulready.com/messenger. Give me your feedback on the podcast. Let me know what you'd like to see more of, what you're digging, maybe some things that you're not liking so much. I would love to hear all that feedback. Thank you so very much in advance for doing that. Well, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.